Hey, this is Lacey with SmartCast, and I'm joined today with two special guests, Patty and Matt from Lifted Logic. Thank you both for being here with me today.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
So we've been spending a couple of days together. We talk about you guys at Lifted Logic a lot here on our podcast. We've really kind of made you guys join to our family, whether you like it or not. But you guys have been here for the past couple of days filming our video and audio and pictures and stuff for our new website that's going to be launching soon. So tell me a little bit about your experience with us this week and all of the different devices that you guys have seen that we have.
It's been a great experience. You guys have a really nice med spa.
Thank you.
Yeah, everything's gone really smooth. We've been ahead of schedule the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, great spa. You got a lot of machines.
I think this is
the most machines I've seen at any med spa.
Is it? What's a normal amount of devices that you guys normally will film?
That's a good question.
I would say it usually ranges around 10 to 20 loops. Like, because we do different treatment
like
loops.
Like treatments.
So, yeah, 10 to 20.
But like specialty machines specifically, maybe like 10. I don't know. How many do you guys have?
24.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like every conference that I go to, the panel will always like compare how many devices that they have. And they're typically like 10. Like 18, 20 is the most that I think I've heard. And Mary Margaret and I are always kind of like sitting next to each other like, ooh, we have at least 24. So we're definitely running out of space. As you saw, we're having to like move stuff around just to be able to fit it all in the shots and not look a little bit crazy. So we use everything that we have. We don't have any coat racks. Everything that we have that you guys shot, we use those every single day on all of our clients. So we typically see clients from 9 in the morning until 4:30 or 7 o'clock at night, and we have typically 7 to 8 estheticians a day, and they're seeing a new patient every 30 minutes to an hour, and so they're using all of that equipment during that time. So, well, we've had a lot of fun having you guys here for the past couple of days, and we've had a lot of really wonderful clients to agree to be models for us, and then in between, we just snagged up some of our staff who are, oddly enough, typically clients too. So
funny how that works.
They love to get the treatments. So how long do you guys normally spend at a location to do your video and photos and stuff?
A lot of the times, it's literally just one day.
Oh, really?
I think you guys just have so much stuff that we split it into two. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for stuff like this where we're filming treatment loops, which are just looping videos for the website, and that's about it. It's usually about a day.
Yeah.
We will spend a few days if we're doing, like, ongoing marketing videos and stuff like that. We'll do sit-down interviews.
Yeah.
But our typical trips are usually fly in the night before, film the next day, and fly out that night.
Oh, well, we feel special then.
Yeah, you got a little bit extra.
That's so good. So I think we've got a lot of really great videos and information that we can add to the website and just add a lot of additional education for our patients so that they can see exactly what to expect when they come in. So I love that we are able to show them that information before they come in. Our patients these days are really savvy with their self-education, and so this is a great tool for them to be able to access those treatments and know a little bit about what to expect before they get here, so they're not caught off guard, and then it helps them to kind of feel like they know us before they even walk through the door.
And they see, like, you doing the treatments on the website. It's not just, like, here's a generic video of this treatment.
Exactly.
It's, they're seeing exactly what they're going to get.
Yeah, so, like, so many different med spas use all these stock photos on their website. Mm-hmm. And so I love that that's what you guys really focus on, is making sure that it's true, authentic media that we're able to use for our website.
Right.
So that way the clients are seeing the real thing. They are seeing actual real live patients, and they're seeing real live staff, and they're seeing, you know, all of the inside of our practice and what exactly to expect when they walk through the door. So I think that's truly unique to our website in comparison to a lot of others that I've perused over the years to try to get ideas of what we want to have on ours. So we also got some video content of our face wash bar, so our clients know that when they come in, they can clean face, or they can get there a few minutes early and wash their face there. So I think that's another thing that's kind of unique to our practice is that we spend every bit of our treatment time on services that are going to actually make a difference in their skin, and that way it saves them time and money. So that way we can be really efficient with our services too. So I love that we were able to capture that. And of course our orchids that we're using on the website. It was funny. We've had a little bit of a battle with the flowers on the website with you guys. They wanted to use some other flowers, and I kind of stood my ground on that one. I was like, no, our orchids are beautiful, and that's kind of what we're known for. So yes, we're getting photos of the orchids, and mm-hmm. they're going on there. So the orchids that you guys are going to see on the website coming up soon are truly our orchids that are in our spa.
Mm-hmm. How long have you guys had those orchids?
So we've been doing the orchids from a local company called Uncut Flowers in Cahaba Heights, and he comes every 3 months and trades them out and gives us fresh orchids. Mm. So they're always fresh and beautiful, and they're so huge. We have people ask us all the time if they're real. And they are, in fact, real.
Yeah, this morning I was taking photos of them, and I didn't even think if they're real or if they were fake. I just kind of assumed that they were fake because they're so beautiful.
I know.
And then I looked at them really closely, and I told Matt, I said, these are real. Yeah, they're gorgeous. They're beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you. So when you guys head out here, like, what do you do next? Do you go to another med spa? Or you guys see other types of businesses, too?
Yeah, we see some other types of businesses. We're about 90% med spa mm-hmm. and just medical practices.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as like this week goes, I mean, this will be like our one shoot this week. Sometimes we'll have a couple, but generally just one a week.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, that's good. And then do you guys do the editing yourselves, or do you have another team that does that?
Yes. So, I mean, one of us will split it up. Because we've got photo and video mm-hmm. going on one drive, so one of mm-hmm. us will take that drive and edit everything.
Right. Mm-hmm. How long does that usually take?
I'd say about a week for me for videos, just to get all the treatment loops and the homepage actual video with audio and everything down and done.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then for photos, it depends on the amount of site photos that are needed. Usually headshots are sent out right away if we do take headshots. Mm-hmm. But then photos would take probably about 8 hours minimum. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then so does someone from the marketing team select which loops and which photos actually make it onto the website?
Oh, that's a good question. So
I don't know about like for photos making it on the website, but for loops, I mean, I just build them myself. I select all the shots and and the time length and everything, and they usually don't ever bounce back. So
they're like, we'll take it.
Yeah. Usually
good job.
With video stuff, like I'm pretty experienced. So I just put it all together and send it out, and I usually never hear from them again.
Yeah.
But photos is sort of the same thing. Like we'll select a certain amount of photos to use, and then I don't know how they go about which ones they use where.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing with photos is that we work really closely with the design team, mm-hmm. and usually the design team would have suggestions or different unique things that they would need specific photos for the site. And so it's up to our judgment as the photo video team to choose the first selection.
Yeah.
But if the design team, they go in, they're like, oh, hey, we actually need a photo of this, and then we'll go back in and edit those photos. So it's kind of like we all are working together.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me again how long you have been doing photography.
For me, so I started photography when I was in high school.
Yeah.
So it's been about over 6 years now. Oh, wow. I mainly do portrait photography. Mm-hmm. So I love working with people. I love being able to photograph people and capture memories.
Yeah.
And this job has allowed me to do that and also expand to more of the marketing side of it, taking photos of different services, different businesses, different products. And so I'm really thankful.
Yeah. And I feel like you probably have had the opportunity to learn a lot of different things, too, along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even, like, when we're giving fake verbal content, it's, like, true verbal content.
Right.
That's actually, like, one of my favorite parts of doing video as a job is whatever you're filming, it's usually something different every time. Yeah. And then you learn so much.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just whatever I've filmed, like, I know little pieces of.
Yes. So we've got the podcast today, and then in a little bit we've got a lunch training that we're going to get some video content and pictures of. And then we have our brand new Exeon device being installed right now as we speak. Our rep is over there putting that together, so we're going to definitely get some content of that as well. We're so excited to get our training on that, so that way we can start offering that to our patients, especially in combination with our brand new M-Face that we just got too. So we got to film at one of our sweet, precious clients' very first M-Face treatment, so that was really fun. She didn't know she was going to be doing that until that day. So I was like, hey, do you mind if we film this? And she was so gracious and let us do that, so we appreciate her so much. And so it was really fun that we got to capture that. She's been a client of ours for a really long time, so she's really excited about being able to do that service because she doesn't like needles and she doesn't want to have any like toxins or fillers or anything like that. So when we brought this treatment on, she signed up. She's been to us for a long time, so we were excited to be able to have that to be able to offer to her. So I've got to do my last one this week too before I go to the beach. I've got like one more to do in my package, and I think Mom has one or two more left, two more that she's got to do. So, well, I appreciate you guys so much being here with me today and sharing with me a little bit of what you all do in your everyday life. And we have had so much fun having y'all here, and I hope that I get to see you guys when Mary Margaret and I come to Kansas City in a couple of weeks. Are y'all ever in the studio too? Are y'all going to be there? Or?
That's a good question. I have to check my calendar.
Yeah,
there's quite a bit
schedules.
Of travel coming up, but yeah,
they're
it's
like
possible.
You're either here and you're coming to the cocktail hour, or you're out on the road filming content.
Right.
Pretty much.
Well, thank you guys so much for being here, and I hope you have a great flight back, and hopefully I'll get to see you guys soon.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of SmartCast, and I will be on vacation next week, but we'll see you the week after that.